Meet the fabulous Dr. Tweedy rebroadcast at 8:30.
Has anybody got a match? Thanks. Now I can light an old gold and listen to Meet Me at Parties. From Hollywood, California, the makers of Old Gold cigarettes, the treasure of them all, invites you to Meet Me at Parties. So come along to Parkey's Restaurant and say hello to Betty Rhodes, Sheldon Leonard, Wally Mayer, Obie Gates as clarinet and his orchestra, and our genial host, the star of our Old Gold show, Parker Carkin.
Well, the big day is finally arrived. Yes, sir, tonight they're going for to hold the guards' mess and exercises from my night school. Last year they had wonderful exercises. One pupil touched the floor 50 times without bending his knees. Another pupil chinned himself 74 times. That was beautiful exercises. Never. But this year they have selected me for to be the class orator. Yes, I am going for to be the valedictophone. You know, I'm supposed for to make a speech, but I don't know what kind of a speech to speak about, sir. The principal is majestic when I read some of my little stories out of my first reader. Ah, this is a wonderful book. I wonder which stories I should read. Oh, this one here has been a very interesting story. It's a beautiful writing. Just listen to this. John is a boy. Mary is a girl. And Fido is a dog. Say, that's pretty clever. I mean, the way they figure that out like that. John says good morning. Mary says good morning. But Fido says bow wow. Well, at least that breaks up the monotony. You know, that's really beautiful. Oh, hello, baby.
All excited about graduating from night school tonight?
Yes, I am. Yes, I'm nervous, you know, for to be the class orator and everything, yes. Trying to pick out a couple, two, three stories from my book here, what I could read tonight. How you like this story, baby? Daddy bought me a little rabbit. I call him Bunny. Now, Betty, you got to admit, that's a pretty smart kid, you know. Getting a rabbit and calling him Bunny. Imagine that. Bunny has a beautiful white coat and 4 feet. Daddy has a white coat, too, but Daddy has only 2 feet. Gee, that's too bad, Betty. If Daddy only had 2 more feet, he'd be a rabbit. Say, don't these really be wonderful stories, Betty?
Oh, yes, Parker.
Yeah, I love
and
it.
If you read these tonight, at least you won't be as dull as some of the class orators I've heard.
Yeah. Gee, Betty, you know, this is the night what I've been waiting for. Fly certainly does time, huh? Yes, sir. You know, it doesn't seem possible what it's been 2 years what I've been to that school. 3 nights a week.
Yes, Parker, and I'm proud of you.
Yes.
I know how tired you were some of those nights that you went to school, too. I mean, after working here in the restaurant for 16 hours.
Ah, that is nothing, Betty. You know, all the people in my class, they work hard during the daytime, but they love for to go to school at night. Funny thing about going to school, Betty, it takes about 40 years to find out that it's fun, eh?
Oh, by the way, did you bring all your supplies home from school, Park? You know, your books and everything?
Yeah, I brought home all my books, my pencils, my erasers, my ruler, my little beanie. Yes, sir. Oh, my!
What's the matter?
Forgot my bubble gum. Think we'll go back to it.
Oh, Parky, forget about the bubble gum.
I will not. It's only about half used. Must be at least 7 more blowouts in there.
Parky, stop being so silly.
Yeah, I know, baby. You'll have to please excuse me for acting like this, you know, but I guess it's because I'm so excited, you know. After all, don't forget, you don't graduate from school every day in your life.
You're right, Parky. Yes. I can easily understand how excited you must be today.
You know, I invited all the students and the principal for to come over here tonight to be my guests. I'm going for to give them a big banquet. I'm even going to have a photographer here, Betty, for to take a picture with me and 11 of my classmates.
A picture of you and 11 of your classmates?
Yeah, they told me that pictures is cheaper if you take them by the dozen, you see?
Parky, I think it's wonderful inviting everybody from your school over here for a banquet tonight, but... Gee, that's going to cost you quite a bit of money, isn't it?
Oh, who cares about money? These people is all my friends, and besides, what is money for? To spend it, don't you?
Well, Parky, it's all right to spend money, but, you know, you should save some money, too. Now, take your case, for instance.
Yes?
You worked hard all your life, and you haven't a single cent to show for it. You should start right now and make up your mind to save at least $1,000 a year.
Save $1,000 a year?
Sure, and then at the end of 10 years, if a depression should come along, you'd be sitting pretty because you'd have $10,000.
Yeah, that's all right, Betty, but suppose at the end of 10 years you don't got a depression, then there I am stuck with the $10,000. You're going to catch me with that, no, sir.
Hi, Betty.
Hi, Opie.
Oh, hello, Opie.
Well, so tonight's a big night, huh, Parker?
Yeah.
Are you all set for the graduation?
Yes, I went down this morning. I rented my graduation costume.
Oh, you mean the cap and goon?
Yeah. No, no. That's not goon. That's gown, you see. Cap and gown. G-O-W-N. Gown. Gown as in night goon, you see.
Oh. Say, Parker, did you get one of them square hats they wear for graduation?
Yes, I did.
See, they're funny-looking things, yeah. Ain't they? I'll never forget my brother when he graduated. Yeah. He put on one of them square hats and he wore it for the rest of his life.
So he wore the square hat for the rest of his life?
Yeah, you see, that was the only hat he could ever get to fit his head good.
Parker, you know, I hate myself for this, but I just can't hold out any longer.
What is it?
I wanted to save it until tonight for a surprise, but I can't wait. It's a little graduation gift I got for you.
A graduation gift for me? Gee, thanks, Betty.
It's one of those new fountain pens, Parker. They're wonderful.
Sure.
You know, you don't have to fill it for 4 years. You can use it anywhere.
Oh.
Up in an airplane, and you can even ride underwater with it.
Right underwater. You know, Betty, I could hardly wait till Saturday night. Then when I take a bath, I could ride a couple of levees at the same time.
Well, as long as everybody's giving out the graduation presents, I might as well give you mine, too, Parky.
Oh, Hoppy, you shouldn't have done it. You got it with you?
Yeah, here it is, Parky.
Oh, my, Hoppy, this is a gorgeous gift. What is it?
Well, you see, Parky, I didn't know what to get you, so seeing as how last week I got myself a new mouthpiece from a clarinet, I thought I'd give you the old one.
Hoppy, you are giving me the old mouthpiece from your clarinet. Oh, that is wonderful. But you know, Hoppy, there's only one trouble with that. I don't get no clarinet.
You ain't?
No.
Well, then I better keep it in case my new one breaks.
Yes. Well, thanks very much anyway, Hoppy. It was very nice for you to think about me just the same. And it sure was a wonderful gift, your old mouthpiece from the clarinet. Yes, sir.
Yeah, now, Parker, about the graduation party you're giving here tonight, I got a great floor show lined up.
You have? That's swell.
Yeah, we're going to have dance music, and Betty's going to sing. And then I figured that later on, all the pupils could play some games.
Games?
You know, like hopscotch.
Hopscotch?
Yeah.
No, look, all the pupils in my school, they're grown-ups, you know. Hopscotch is a kid's game.
Not if you use real scotch.
Betty, you know, I've been telling the principal all about you, how pretty what you are, and how nice what you sing, and I know it. I'm going for to be so proud of you. I hope you got a good song picked out for to sing at the party.
Well, Parky, I've been rehearsing a number called I Don't Know Why.
You don't know why? Well, Betty, I'm sure, but I don't know why either.
No, Parky, that's the name of the song.
Oh.
Listen.
Like I do, I don't know why, but I do. I don't know why you thrill me through and through. I don't know why, but you do. You never seem to want my romancing. The only time you hold me is when we're dancing. I don't know why I love you like I do. I don't know why, I just do. Why I love you like I do. I don't know why, but I do. like you do. I don't know why, but you do. You never seem to want my romancing. The only time you hold me is when we're dancing. I don't know why I love you like I do. I don't know why I just do.
Congratulations, Sparky.
Well, thanks very much, Bob.
So you're graduating today, eh?
Yes, sir.
Well, here. I want to give you and each one of your fellow graduates a carton of Old Gold cigarettes with our compliments.
Gee, that's a wonderful graduation present. A whole carton of wonderful Old Gold cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
Say, Bob, incidentally, lately I've been reading about, hearing, talking about cigarette laboratory tests and doctors and throats. To tell me... does a throat specialist come wrapped up with cigarettes these days?
No. Well, look, when you open a pack of Old Golds, don't expect to find 20 throat treatments.
Oh.
No, what you'll get in a pack of OGs are 20 mellow, fragrant cigarettes. But smokers, please don't sue us for that. All we're trying to do is give you the grandest, tastiest smoke in the book. A wonderful blend of the world's finest tobaccos, plus that special touch of rare Latakia tobacco. But if you are worried about throat irritation, listen... Fact Finders Associates, outstanding public opinion experts, put more than 1,200 smokers of other leading brands on a 2-week Old Gold diet. At the end of that period, 69%, or more than 2 out of 3 smokers, stated they found Old Golds less irritating to the throat than brands previously smoked. Yes, Fact Finders report Old Golds less irritating, thanks to the smooth, rich, quality tobaccos in every pack of Old Gold. But like we said, our specialty is tobaccos. Not throat. And Old Golds are made first and foremost to delight your taste with fine, superbly blended tobaccos. So, if you just want to enjoy yourself right down to your toes, in other words, if you want a treat instead of a treatment, treat yourself to a pack of Old Golds today. Well, Parky, I guess I'll be going.
Okay, Bob. Oh, my, I wish that I was going with you, because look who's coming in. He's that faker, Orville Sharp.
Well, if it ain't my old friend, Mr. Parky Conker.
Hello, Mr. Sharp.
Hey, I hear that tonight you're graduating from night school. Am I correct?
Yes, you're correct. I'm graduating, yes.
That's good. Now, I presume that you realize that this is a very important millstone in your life.
A millstone?
Why, absolutely.
Yes.
Now, after tonight, your schoolroom days will be in the past.
Yes.
Now you got to look ahead. You got to worry about the years to come. No doubt about that, is there?
No, there's no doubt about that.
Okay. Who are you buying your future from?
Your future? You got to buy your future from somebody?
Why, of course.
Of course.
Now, I represent a company called, We Don't Care About Your Past. Just give us a present and let us worry about your future, Inc.
Inc.?
Don't forget our slogan.
Yes.
We'll make you successful even if it takes your last cent.
No, I don't get this, Mr. Sharp. What kind of business what you say that you're in?
Why, I tell people what profession to go into.
Oh.
I'm a vacational advisor.
Vacational?
Yeah. I tell you what's your right vacation. Now, for instance, now that you're through with school...
Yes.
What kind of work you going into?
What kind of work I'm going into? I'm going for to stay in the restaurant business.
Oh, no, no.
Yeah?
You're only using that restaurant business to work your way through school.
I see.
Now you want to become a professional man, like a doctor.
A doctor? What kind of a doctor?
Oh, any kind of doctor.
Yes?
You could be a medical doctor, or maybe a horse doctor. You know, Veterans Administration.
Veterans Administration?
An eye doctor.
An eye doctor?
Yeah, like an optimist. I'll tell you, you could be a happy foot doctor.
A happy foot doctor?
Yeah. Cheer you up at this.
Well,
Artichoke?
Yes.
For your information, a man, what he draws up the buildings for a building, is done be called an artichoke.
No?
No, no, that's an archiduke. But you know something, Mr. Sharp? I've been thinking about going in another line of business altogether, you know. I figured now that with the shortage of automobiles, maybe I could make lots of money if I would stuff people into taxis, you see?
Stuff people in taxis?
Yeah, you know, a taxidermist, you see?
That's no good, that stuffing people in taxis.
No.
Now, look, brother, why don't you do this? You just give me $50
yes.
and let me plan your future, huh? I'll map out a regular Camp Pagan for you and get you in the right business.
Camp Pagan?
I'm an expert in that line.
You are.
That's right.
Yes.
Why, say, now just let me give you an example of what I can do for you.
Go ahead.
Now, only last night,
yes.
I went to a burlesque show.
Yes.
I seen a girl dancing there.
Yes.
Now, I met her after the show. I told her she was the wrong profession.
Yes.
And this morning, I got her a job in a grocery store.
In a grocery store? What kind of work is a burlesque dancer doing in a grocery store?
Teasing coffee.
I think, well, let us forget the whole thing. You see, I've been in the restaurant business here for 18 years, you know. I don't think what I'm going for the change now. You know that old saying, you can't learn an old dog new tricks.
Oh, yeah, you can if he's a smart dog.
Yes.
And I think you're as smart as any dog I ever seen.
I am?
Yeah.
Yes.
Not as pretty, but just as smart.
Yes.
Well, what do you say? You give me the $50. Let's get started on your new profession, eh? Every day counts, you know. You ain't getting no younger, brother.
Look, Mr. Sharp, I'm not going to give you no $50 for you just for to tell me what new profession I should go in. If you'd like for to help you out in your new business and let you make a quick sale, maybe I could spend 65, 70 cents, but that's all.
70 cents?
Yes.
For 70 cents, you expect me to guide your destininity?
Destininity?
Yeah. So that you'll be a credit for the common mutiny? Why, for 70 cents, you want me to put you in a profession where you'll be a big man, where
yes.
you get a lot of fame and press cheese? I'll take your 70 cents, and I'll suggest a good profession for you.
What?
You can become a cement tester.
Yeah, cement tester, what is that?
You mix up a batch of cement,
yes.
see? You stick your head in it.
Yes.
You hold it there until the cement dries.
Yes, sir. Wait a minute. Hold my head in the cement until it dries. If I'm doing that, I wouldn't be able for to breathe.
That's the idea. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Nice guy. Give him 70 cents and he'll tell me for to stick my head in the cement until it dries. I could have thought that one up myself for nothing.
Ogol presents Obie Cates, his clarinet and his orchestra playing Bugle Call Rag.
Thank you. maybe we're innocent about all these laboratory tests and claims some cigarettes are filling the air with, but we have a sneaking suspicion that when you light a cigarette, you want pleasure. Just good, solid smoking pleasure. All right, then, just light an Old Gold. And, boy, how describe it? That fragrance and aroma of rich quality tobaccos. That delicious blend enriched by imported Latakia tobaccos. And it's those choice tobaccos that make your throat approve OGs, too. Because, listen, in a two-week test conducted by Fact Finders Associates, 69% or more than two out of three smokers of other leading cigarettes stated they found Old Gold less irritating to the throat. Oh, but we're not selling throat cures. Pleasure's our business. Pleasure burning at the end of a cigarette. Old Gold pleasure. So, if you want a treat instead of a treatment, treat yourself to a pack of Old Golds today.
Steve Parkey, your graduation party is wonderful. Everybody's having such a good time.
Yeah. Order? Order, please, everybody. Order.
Okay, I think what the principal is going for the improducement, so I can make my speech.
Students of the first three classes of the George Thaddeus Morton Elementary Night School, as your principal, I'm proud of you, my children. Although I know you're all adults, yet mentally, you're still children to me. You all have worked so hard to become better citizens and better Americans that I'm proud of every single one of you. Oh, but here I am making a speech. When the speech making must be reserved for our class orator. And so, without further ado, it is my pleasure to introduce your class orator and the man who has been our gracious host this evening, Mr. Parker Crockett.
Thank you very much, my fellow inmates. I mean, classmates. So nervous. Before I start to talk, I would like to say a couple of words. That is that it's practically a pleasure for me to be here tonight in these graduation exercises. As class orator, I do not want to bore you by making speeches, so instead I will bore you by reading from our first reader, which we have studied so hard in school this year. So, with your kind persimmon, I will read that wonderful little story, which it is called The Big Clock. Here it is. Listen to the big clock under the stairs. All day long it says, tock, tick, tock, tick. Tock, tick, you must be listening to that clock backwards. Every hour the big clock tells us what time it is. When I turn the hands of the clock to 3 o'clock, it says, bong, bong, bong. When I turn the hands to 4 o'clock, it says, bong, 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 bong. When the clock says 7, it is time to go to bed. Sometimes I stay up until 8 o'clock, and then the big clock gets angry and says, bong, 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 bong. 8 o'clock is bong, 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 bong. What do you like that? He fooled around with his hands so long, he broke the clock. When the clock says 8 o'clock, I know the Sandman has come at last. And it is time for me to say goodnight to Mommy and Daddy and go off to dreamland. Well, I guess that's all there is, my friends. You can clap now if you want to.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Mr. Parker Caucus. And I can honestly say that in all the years that I've been listening to class day orators, your speech was by far the most mediocre.
Thank you.
Now, students, I would like to remind all of you before we bring our class day celebration to a close that next Sunday we will hold our annual craft picnic at Holly Grove. Apropos of that, I would like to announce that one of our classmates, Mr. George Gruskin, who, as we all know, runs Gruskin's Delicatessen, has most generously donated for the picnic 3 huge salamis. and 5 jars of his famous dilled pickle. I'm sure that we are all most appreciative of Mr. Gruskin's generosity. And let us not forget that Mr. Gruskin's delicatessen is located at 521 Kling Street. And that he will gladly deliver any order, large or small, up to 11 o'clock at night. He also has recently leased the entire second floor, which is now available for dancing and social. That's the Gruskin's delicatessen, and the phone number is Crestview 93266. And if that line is busy, please call Granite 74713. That's a fish market. But they'll call Mr. Gruskin. Well, I guess that brings our graduation exercise to a close.
Betty and I, it was so nice of you for to stay and help me for to get the place straightened out after the party.
Oh, I was glad to do it, Parker.
Yes.
But see, I will admit that I'm a little tired.
Tired? No wonder. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. Say, Oppie's still here, Betty. He'll walk home with you. I think what I'll hang around here for a little while yet, you know. I would just like for to be here with myself.
Oh, I know how you feel, Parker. This is a trying day for your emotions, but everything was so nice.
Yes, it was.
Everybody had such a good time, Parker. Oh, you must be a very happy man.
Yes, Betty, I guess what I should be happy. But you know something? I would have been the happiest man in the whole world, except for only one thing.
Well, what's that, Parson?
Did you notice when the principal called me over to the corner to talk to me?
Oh, yes, I meant to ask you about that. What did he tell you, Parson?
He told me I was the only one in the class who didn't graduate.
Adventures of Parker Cargus, Betty Rhodes, Sheldon Leonard, Wally Mayer, Obie Cates as clarinet in his orchestra. Tune in again next Sunday, same time, same station. Then we'll see you next Sunday. Is it a date? Okay, meet me at Parker's.
Here, I would like to congratulate a swell organization, the YMCA, 102 years young on June the 6th, this coming Thursday, still going strong. Yes, we can well be proud of the YMCA. A great and growing institution. A great builder of youth for our country.
Meet Me at Parkey's is written by Hal Simberg and Parky Carcass. This is Bob Williams saying goodnight for Old Gold.
NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.